Hello, and welcome to today's episode. If you're stepping into the intriguing realm of AI language processing, you've hit the jackpot. It's an exhilarating journey, often filled with surprises. I remember when I first dipped my toes into this world. It felt like a concoction of sheer fascination and a bit of head-scratching confusion. This episode is my way of offering you a guide I wish I'd had back then. Think of it as a chat with a friend who's been around the block and is eager to share some handy insights. We'll explore common pitfalls, practical techniques, and those tricky nuances that can catch even the seasoned off guard, ensuring that you don't just skim the surface, but truly get it. Let's start by laying out the basics, the very foundation of AI language processing. At its heart, it's about understanding and generating human language, which sounds straightforward, right? But language is a beast of complexity. It's a rich tapestry of context, idioms, and emotions. When I began, I, like many, assumed AI could handle this complexity with ease from the get-go. However, as you may have guessed, it's far more intricate. So why does AI sometimes stumble with language, even in today's advanced landscape? One of the biggest hurdles for AI is grasping context. Humans excel at this without even trying. For instance, when someone says, "It's raining cats and dogs," we don't look up expecting a zoological downpour. AI, however, struggles with idiomatic expressions and subtle cues. I've witnessed numerous instances where this lack of contextual understanding led to misinterpretations that were both hilarious and frustrating. The key to overcoming this is feeding AI models with diverse, context-rich datasets. Even as the global NLP market is projected to skyrocket, it's clear that mastering context is still an ongoing challenge. Then there's tone and emotion. These layers of language can be surprisingly elusive for AI to capture. Humans pick up on sarcasm, excitement, or frustration in a snap, but AI systems often miss these nuances. I recall a project where our AI mistakenly took sarcastic comments as genuine praise, leading to some awkward follow-ups. We had to extensively refine our algorithms, often using advanced deep learning models to detect a wide range of emotions. It's a continual reminder that AI is still learning the complex dance of human communication. In fact, sentiment analysis is a major growth driver in the NLP market, and for a good reason. As we move into more complex territory, let's talk about some advanced challenges. How do we ensure that AI doesn't just understand, but generates language that truly feels human? Language is full of ambiguity. Words have multiple meanings, a concept known as polysemy, and sentences can be interpreted in various ways based on context. I remember a particular client case where the AI misunderstood bank as a financial institution instead of the riverbank where someone was fishing. To address this, we used sophisticated neural networks to disambiguate meanings based on context, highlighting the continuous effort required to make machines think more like humans. Creating conversational AI that's natural and engaging is another art. It requires understanding dialogue patterns, turn-taking, and even the small talk that oils the wheels of conversation. The challenge is making AI sound less robotic. I personally prefer a hybrid approach, blending rule-based systems with machine learning models to better mirror the fluidity of human interactions. This is vital as more organizations implement NLP in their customer service to reduce human involvement. Now, if you're ready for some pro tips, let's dive deeper. Transfer learning has become immensely popular. By fine-tuning pre-trained models like GPT-4 on specific tasks, we can achieve impressive results with less data. It's like standing on the shoulders of giants, speeding up development. But is this approach always the best? Not necessarily. In niche areas, starting from scratch with a custom model can sometimes be more effective. It's all about weighing your project's unique constraints and goals. No discussion about AI would be complete without touching on ethics. AI can inadvertently reflect and even amplify biases present in its training data. A recent study revealed that gender stereotypes were prevalent in large language models. With female names often linked to domestic roles, which is concerning. This isn't just a theoretical issue. Many companies have lost revenue and customers due to biased AI decisions. I highly recommend exploring resources on responsible AI development to steer clear of these pitfalls. Creating ethical, fair AI isn't just good practice. It's crucial for building a sustainable, trustworthy future for this technology. So, as we wrap up, remember that AI language processing is a journey, not just a destination. It's an ever-evolving field where learning never stops. By understanding the foundation, tackling advanced challenges, and keeping a keen eye on ethics, you can navigate this exciting landscape with confidence. Thanks for joining me today. I hope this chat has given you some valuable insights and perhaps even sparked new ideas for your own AI adventures. Until next time, take care and keep exploring the fascinating world of AI.